Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The countdown has begun in earnest for the total solar eclipse that will happen across North America Monday afternoon. It's an event my guest today has been looking forward to for more than three decades. I recently sat down with UK astronomy professor Tom Trolland to talk about this one-of-a-kind celestial event.
I should say I've been getting the word out on this eclipse for 35 years. I've been here at the University of Kentucky for that long, and not long after I arrived, I checked eclipse predictions and discovered there would be this eclipse. So for all those years, all those decades, every time I've taught astronomy, which is almost every semester, I have told the students about this eclipse, showed them the eclipse path, and it's my goal. I'll never know if I succeed or not. It's my goal to have thousands of former students in the eclipse path coming up very shortly. And I hope some of them will think back to the time when old Professor Trolland told them about this eclipse years ago.
Okay, so you're going to be in Nashville. The big for Kentucky, Hopkinsville is the area. Take us through that afternoon.
Okay. I'll quote times Eastern time. Of course, if you're in the Central time zone, then it's an hour earlier. But if you are in the eclipse zone, then Eastern time around 1 in the afternoon, you'll begin to see a little bit of a bite taken out of the sun as the moon begins to move in front of the sun. And over the next hour and a half, from 1 o'clock Eastern time to about 2:30, more and more of the sun will be obscured by the moon. And if you're in the total eclipse path, only there, at around 2:30 Eastern time, the sun will be totally eclipsed, which means the entire disk of the sun will be covered. And at that point, the sky will be about as dark as it is on a night of the full moon. Because what you will see during the few minutes of total eclipse is what's called the corona of the sun, the outer atmosphere of the sun, which is a million times fainter than the disk. It's really an extraordinary thing to see. It's irregular in shape, pearly in color. It's indescribable. You can look at the pictures all you like, but seeing it with your eyes is something that's extraordinary. For 2.5 minutes, depending on where you are, if you're in the total eclipse zone, you see the total eclipse sun. Then, beginning shortly thereafter, the moon begins to uncover the sun, and between about 2:30 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the sun will become progressively uncovered. By 4 o'clock, we'll be back to a regular sunlit day.
All right, so how dark will it get, even with, let's say, around here in Lexington, 95%, how dark will it get?
Well, in Lexington, where, of course, we won't be seeing a total eclipse, it'll be 5% as bright as normal. Now, that won't necessarily be so obvious to people if they don't think about it, because the eye adapts to changing illumination. So as the sun becomes more and more covered during that hour and a half between 1 and 2:30 in the afternoon, the eye will gradually adapt. So it won't seem as though the daylight has changed very much. But around mid-eclipse time here in Lexington, with 95% of the sun covered, it will seem darker than on an ordinary day. If you think about it and look around at the landscape here in Lexington when the sun is 95% covered, you will notice that things are a bit different from normal.
And the 100% area in Hopkinsville?
Well, the 100%, that's where the real show is. I tell people the difference between a 95% eclipse and a 100% eclipse is almost literally the difference between day and night, because when the sun is completely eclipsed, there's about as much light coming from the sun's outer atmosphere of the corona as you get from the full moon. So picture yourself out on a night of the full moon. The sky is not pitch black, but it's dark and you see brighter stars and planets. That's what you'll see during the total eclipse that is visible only from the path of totality.
How many eclipses have you witnessed personally?
I've successfully seen two. I tried to see five, so I have a 2 out of 5 record so far. But the two that I've seen, one in 1970 and one in 1999, were both really extraordinary events. And once you see an eclipse, I think you will never forget it. For sure, you'll never forget it. And if you have the opportunity to see another eclipse, I'm sure you'll take advantage of it. My interest in eclipses doesn't come so much from the fact that I'm an astronomer, because my research in astronomy doesn't pertain at all to eclipses. But my interest in eclipses is just for the pure aesthetic experience of seeing what probably is the most extraordinary, predictable event in nature.
And there will be another eclipse, but it won't be a total eclipse on the heels of this, correct?
Well, there will be another total eclipse in this general neck of the woods coming up on April 8th, 2024. That eclipse The April 8th, 2024 eclipse will also be a total eclipse, again, only if you're in the path of totality. The path of totality for that eclipse sweeps past western Kentucky, just as the path of totality does for this eclipse, and then it moves to the northeast. So, for example, Indianapolis and Cleveland will be in the path of totality, but Lexington will not be in the path of totality. Now, if you don't get out much, I should tell you, you may want to plan ahead. The next total eclipse visible from Lexington will be in the year 2153. So plan for that if you would like.
Maybe I'll retire by then.
I think I might be retired or beyond that even by that time.
Anything else to add as we get ready for the total eclipse this coming Monday?
I would offer one small piece of advice about observing the total eclipse. Well, two things. First of all, the most obvious thing is if you're going to look at the sun at a time when the sun is not completely eclipsed, which will be the entire eclipse as seen here in Lexington, and much of the eclipse is seen even in the eclipse zone. If you're going to look at the sun during the eclipse when the sun is not completely covered up, you definitely need to use proper eye protection. And there are inexpensive eclipse glasses, perhaps a little hard to find right now. These eclipse glasses are very dark, and the only thing you can see through them is the sun, and they protect your eyes. So that's very, very important. Second thing, if you are lucky enough to be in the eclipse path and the weather is good, I recommend you don't spend that entire precious two and a half minutes fiddling with your camera or looking through a viewfinder for your camera. Instead, I recommend you just drink it in. Look up at the sun with your naked eye. During the total eclipse, you don't need any eye protection. You can just look up. The sun's no brighter than the full moon. It won't hurt your eyes. Look at it. Take in the experience. And then later on, you can look at other people's pictures of the eclipse, those people who spent the whole time gazing through a camera viewfinder while you actually took in the whole experience.
All right. Well, we thank you for your time to tell us a little bit more about the total eclipse coming Monday. Tom Trolin, the noted astronomy professor here at the University of Kentucky, thank you for stopping by today.
Thank you.